If I were an investor, I am an investor actually, I'm buying right now.
He's one of the nation's top experts in real estate, and he's here to tell us why, right now, amid an uncertain economy, is prime time to buy.
In this market today, there are more great buys available than have probably been available since the late 80s and early 90s when we were going through the RTC sale of bank-owned properties.
Welcome to Call on Colleen, the real estate netcast serving the Birmingham and Shelby County, Alabama markets. I'm David Black, part of the Colleen Black Keller Williams Realty Team. Well, when you're looking for somebody to make sense out of what's happening in the market, Dave Jinks is the man to ask. He's Vice President of Research and Development with Keller Williams Realty in Austin, Texas. Dave's research reveals some interesting trends and ones that you're probably not likely to hear much about in the news media right now. What trends are you seeing, and what does this mean for somebody who might be contemplating buying a home?
What we've seen two major things that that would give confidence to buyers and investors. One, the long-range trend of 4% appreciation a year. You know, kind of that's the it varies 4 to 5, but over the last 30, 40 years, it's about a 4% a year appreciation rate. So if we go back to 1989 and we follow that appreciation curve, The marketplace was right on it. We call it the affordability curve because that keeps it within the range of most people's growth and income. And that right through 2000, from 89 to 2000, that was right on the 4% appreciation line.
You could pretty well expect an appreciation of that percentage in a lot of markets
just
then.
Just consistent. I mean, these are the national numbers, right? In other words,
right.
This is the national number. So I'm just saying historically, that's what it is. So it, from 89 to 2000, it was right on that line. So everything was very stable, a lot of solid real estate sales, all of that. In 2001 to 2005, you can see the curve, it ramped up from about 4% a year up to about 8 or 9% a year. Now, from a national point of view, that's a big difference. And we call, the media called that the bubble.
Right.
And in a sense, it really was. Now, in 2006, it flattened right out. There was no growth and no appreciation in sale prices in 2006. In 2007, the national median price went down about 1%, which is very unusual to go down at all. Over the last 30 years, there's really only been a couple of flat years and really nothing that's gone down. This year, the median price has dropped 9%. Now, that's bad news in a sense, but a lot of that has to do with the foreclosure market and a lot of the sales being REO, real estate owned, the bank sales, right, and short sales. But what that's done for the general public is to realize we're now back at the 4% line. It's come down. In other words, the long-term appreciation rate of 4%, we're now back down to that steady line. Basically, what we're saying is the market has corrected itself from the overly hot appreciation.
Okay,
now it's back. For people wanting to sell, it says, if you bought in that range of time from say 2003 to 2005 in a lot of markets, you're gonna want to stay in your home until the prices have corrected back. On the other hand, if you are going to sell and buy another home, particularly if you're going to move up to a larger home, this is a perfect time to do that because whatever paper loss or whatever you may take on your sale, you'll regain that on your purchase.
With all of the attention focusing on the economy and the news media nationally right now, do you think that some folks are getting unduly alarmed about the viability of real estate as an investment?
Yes, they are. And it is unduly. In other words, what's happened is because this whole economic turmoil we're in appears to have been started by real estate, people have kind of in their mind said real estate's the problem. Real estate isn't the problem. Financing was the problem. In other words, the financial markets, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, those government agencies that really control how loans are originated, loosened their regulations to try and increase the percent of the population that could afford a home. When they did that in the mid-90s all the way through the early 2000s, they created another set of buyers who were getting loans that they probably weren't qualified for. And these loans got very, 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 very sophisticated and kind of, you know, unregulated. In other words, people were getting no money down loans. They were getting a very high adjustable rate mortgages. They were no documentation. They didn't even have to confirm employment. So what happened was that the financial markets were generating bad mortgages. Now that increased the demand of buyers, which then whenever there's an increase in demand, more buyers than there are, say, sellers, you now create appreciation because people are competing for the houses. They're willing to pay more and the sellers ask for more. That caused this, what we would call false appreciation. Now that that is corrected and those speculative buyers and those kind of subprime lenders are falling out and creating this market where there's a lot of REOs and short sales, the prices have corrected back down to that traditional 4% appreciation. What that means is, for someone right now, is that real estate has not lost its ability to, number one, create long-term financial wealth, because you only have to pay a certain amount down to get your return on the entire amount of the price. If you buy a $200,000 home and you put down 10%, let's say, of $20,000, and that appreciates 4%, 4% of $200,000 is 8%. That's $8,000 for a return of having made a $20,000 investment. That's like a 40% return on your money. So what we have is we have this this great opportunity in real estate to gain leverage, and if we want to do it as an investor, to rent it. All of those things, Dave, are really just still in place. And the second thing people need to understand is, because the government has moved in and taken over control of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, the secondary market, there is plenty of money available for qualified people to buy homes or even invest in houses.
But what I'm really sensing, and tell me if you agree with this, is that people are not seeing the real estate market showing these positive signs at this point just because of the saturation of coverage about things like foreclosures and quote-unquote bailouts.
This is the problem when people really get their information from the wrong source. The media is very much involved in short-term reporting of short-term events. And also they tend to go global with it, right? They take the sort of the big picture, and they kind of like the newsworthy distress story. Well, that being said, what they've done is they've really created fear in the part of a lot of the buyers. If they were to work with a local real estate professional, they would find that in this market today, there are more great buys available than have probably been available since the late 80s and early 90s, when we were going through the RTC sale of bank-owned properties. What we're finding right now is that what we call smart money, investors, I mean people who are really good investors, they're back in the market now. They know it's bottomed.
Because they're positioning themselves to make a good profit long-term.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They're back in. And any first-time buyer, because there's all kinds of incentives for first-time buyers that the government put in place in July of this year, and given the availability of properties, both REO, bank-owned foreclosures, where the bank just wants to unload it, or short sales where people need to sell and the bank's willing to accept a less than what they owe on the property purchase price, those buyers are in great shape. And the one thing we would say, and interest rates, of course, are at a virtually an all-time low. I mean, it won't go lower. So what buyers need to understand right now is they should have confidence, one, because there's mortgage money, two, because the availability of great deals right now. You always have to go with a good realtor and go look and find the best deal that meets your needs and is well-priced. And that when they do that, it will be a solid financial investment. And if people try and wait to see if the market comes down further, what they're going to find is by the time they see it, it's going to have turned around and most of those deals are going to be gone.
If you had a crystal ball, as everybody wishes they did, when you look at the Emergency Economic Stabilization Act, when you look at the Fed lowering rates, when you look at the election about to take place, what is your crystal ball suggesting real estate is going to do in this country, in markets to markets, from California to Texas to Alabama? What do you see happening in the markets?
Unless the financial crisis deepens, and that means that we go into a serious recession or even a depression because of the connectedness of all the financial markets and the connectedness of business and business ability to get credit for them to continue operating. Unless we do that, and I think the government is taking every step it can to absolutely prevent that, and my crystal ball would say they will prevent that. I think we'll probably go through another year and a half of what we would call shaky financial times. Could go as long as a couple of years, but that won't be in real estate. That's what people need to understand. See, real estate has already had its depression. Real estate led the nation into this crisis, and it will lead it out. So real estate, you know, as being around the real estate business and a watcher of it, that we've gone through nationally a 3-year real estate depression. Sales are down 30% from what they were at the high in 2005. Prices are down 11 or 12% over that period of time. This is national averages. That in real estate, that's a depression. I mean, it's a serious recession.
Right.
Now, there's two things that we see right now that would cause us to believe that real estate's had its hit, and now it will be coming out of it. Here's the first one is that, just as I said, that the long-term appreciation rate of 4%, we're back to that curve. So the bubble has burst and the market has corrected back to that long range curve. So it isn't going to go down much more than it already has. Number two, we track in our company, in Keller Williams, a stat that we developed called Marketplace Trajectory. And that is a measure of whether a market is moving toward a seller's market or a buyer's market. We track it every month across 30 regions of Keller Williams. At the end of 2006, 28 out of our 30 regions were clearly headed toward a buyer's market. At the end of 2007, still 28, not the same 28, but 28 of the 30 were heading even toward a deeper buyer's market. In other words, more inventory, more difficulty in selling your home. Right now, our last stats, which were the end of September, 18 of those 30 regions are moving back toward a seller's market.
Wow.
And nationally, when NAR looks at the numbers nationally, in the last 2 months, we've gone from 11-month supply of real estate, which was the peak, down to 10.4. So is it a massive change? No. But has the direction changed? Yes. And my crystal ball says that direction will continue to change, that we will have more homes that are selling. We will have a reduction of inventory, even with the influx of foreclosures, and that we're headed back toward what we would call a balanced market.
You're very optimistic.
Well, I want to caution this because, you know, we are in troubled financial times. And we are at risk in terms of the credit markets and the financial markets. and the impact that could have on, say, the general economy. But we're not seeing a big drop in, we haven't seen a big drop in GDP, you know, gross domestic product, which is the, and we haven't seen any, you know, we haven't seen a bump up in interest rates. So there's a lot of forces at work to keep the, general economy, you know, from going in the tank. But the thing to remember is real estate has even gained greater stability from the federal government with all of its programs, including the takeover of Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and also the willingness to buy back the underperforming mortgages. So there's a real stabilization in the real estate industry. So I'm not a raving optimist, right? I'm just trying to look at the hard-nosed numbers and say if I were an investor, I am an investor actually, I'm buying right now. I'm buying property right now. And if I'm a first-time buyer, I go, thank you. I couldn't have had a better time to buy.
That's Dave Jinks, Vice President of Research and Development with Keller Williams Realty. His research lends a lot of statistical support to what you've heard us here in Birmingham and Shelby County say before. Between interest rates and available inventory, it really is an excellent time to buy. Got a question? Thinking about buying or selling? Give us a call, 205-356-5412, or drop an email to info@callonColleen.com. Colleen's name is spelled with two L's and two E's. I'm David Black for Colleen Black with Keller Williams Realty. Oh, and Fispo, our 5-pound very spoiled poodle. Thanks for listening. See you next time.